exponential kusuk ay sila magtubok-tubok na magtubok. Muna nga ang duha, sunod nga tubok makuno maupat na. Ang upat na yung disisize. At sunod, disisize times disisize exponential kayang bro. So these are the stages of carcinogenesis. Primero na ay exposure of a cell to a carcinogen. Then, if the body is not able to suppress that gene that it get, that the carcinogen will eventually affect, muna itaw ka niyong initiation. Kung sa mga batal ko nila eh, ang matahan na bagay dahil kung sa may importante kung mag-inyo na, ang matahan na guwapay sakit ng cancer sa family. Just kidding. But that's partly because of the gene. Kung mga anak, mag-madre, na uban, very kanang kwan kay sila, we call them omega women who put kana sila who give more time and effort in the early years niya na magminyo mga 35 kay unahon gyud ang career. And this lifestyle change or choice in opens to them the possibility of breast cancer. You know, partly in the environment is aside from the hormones and the obesity, they impact on if your first child is delivered before the age of 28, you are at risk if you deliver your first child after 28. So, we are following the Western lifestyle. We're getting to get married or to settle with a family after the age of 30. Now, like you get a career. And these environmental and genetic factors affect the cell and they can cause cancer. Now, oxidants, these are substances that we encounter in our daily living, may affect healthy cells in several ways. One would be to kill cells. When there is so much oxidants in the food, in the environment, the cells die. And when we lose cells, you age. Siyempre, mamatay ang cells, you will eventually age. But the healthy cells can also be just damaged, and because the body has its own repair mechanism, they can regenerate, or they can be impaired, and these patients get cancer. So what are two main causes of cancer? This is not the food, but just that it causes them. Aging. You know, we can get cancer at any age. But getting older is the biggest risk factor for cancer. Now, aging is partly caused by oxidants that damage the DNA in the genes. And cancer, which is considered an aging disease, often starts with oxidants that are produced through normal metabolism. Now, antioxidants like vitamin A and C minimize damage from oxidants, or they are the antioxidants. But most humans don't get enough nutrients to ward off cancers. Now, aging pala is not just the number of years since we were born, chronologic age. Some diseases in our body, like diabetes, no, accelerate aging. You may be just 50 years old, but your eyes are already 80 years old, or your heart overworks, it's probably 75 years old, and your chronologic age is only 50. Our bodies age partly because we don't get enough of the right nutrients. You may be getting too much fat, too much calories, don't get enough of the vegetables, fiber, fruit, and calcium, which has antioxidants. Therefore, not eating antioxidants in the food, which may boost the immune system and fight disease, can lead to many forms of cancer. So poor diet is one of the main contributors to aging. And aging can also be due to several other factors, not just taking in. You may gain weight, not too much, because of lack of physical activity. As you grow old, you will have less opportunities for physical activity. Too little exercise. And being overweight increases the risk for breast cancer, colon cancer, kidney cancer, cancer of the uterus, esophagus, and so on and so forth. This is probably because you are able to produce too many hormones that are related to many steroids in the body, in the fat in the body. The other very important thing that I'd like to stress in terms of cause for cancer is smoking. Tobacco use is the most preventable cause of cancer. This is for the lung, not for the breast. Cigarette smoke has enormous amounts of oxidants. Most people know smoking causes lung cancer.
Yes.
But, and of course, it's not just lung cancer. It's esophagus, stomach, kidney, bladder, pancreas, cervical, uterine, head and neck, and tongue cancers. And we know that the Surgeon General in the U.S. showed that tobacco smoke contains more than 4,000 chemicals, and at least 43 of them can cause cancer. So, we hail the development of a cancer of a smoking-free environment in Manila. You have that also in Davao? Yes, of course. Yeah. And also in Cebu, where we have that already. So we do not want people to be exposed to an environment of so many oxidants because of tobacco smoke. Now, just to prove this, researchers at the Oregon Health Science University Cancer Institute studied a protein they call FAN-CD2. And this protein becomes ineffective when it is exposed to cigarette smoke. Usually this FAN-CD2 is a protein that prevents cancer. It repairs DNA damage and causes the death, or we call it death of faulty cells, we call it apoptosis. But smoking stops the production of this protein. Okay? So there is really proof to this in the Science Daily in 2008. So we will go to cancer and food and their connection. So along the way, we will be looking at certain food properties and ingredients which can be carcinogenic. We will look into storage of food which can cause cancer. We can look into the preparation of food and its relation to cancer. Also, we will look at cancer and interactions with treatments. And I understand Dr. Devilla will be giving us what your diet will be for the survivors while on treatment. And then we will just give this a very light treatment. Then we will look at helpful interactions to reduce the risk and recommendations to reduce the risk of cancer using food. Now, these are some of the keys to avoid cancer-causing foods. Number one is information, knowing which ingredients are carcinogenic or are cancer promoters. Proper handling and preparation of certain foods. And of course, the most important is reading food labels to permanently avoid consuming those ingredients. Now, how many of you here read food labels? Wow, everybody. That's inspiring. No, not everybody, but it's inspiring that a lot of you do. Okay, and those who do not, are you aware that those tables that you see are important? You do not know? Some of you do not. Now, this is an example of a food label at the back of what you buy, even in mga biscuits. Now, you start at the nutrition facts. Serving size, 1 cup. Serving per container, 2. Now, this is a very tricky portion, because in the States, where the FDA is very, very strict, they decrease the portions. So you're able to decrease the amount. But actually, when the portion says it contains 2, but a person could easily finish 1 whole container. Or something like that. So that can be a tricky area. Then you look at the nutrients. These are the, aside from the calories, you look at the total fat. The total fat, especially saturated fat. You know, saturated fat is from meat. And that's the dangerous fat related to cardiovascular disease. And of course, cholesterol. And you look at trans fats. We will discuss that later. And then, the quick guide here is to look at the 520 rule. Anything that goes below 520 is less. And when it occurs on an ingredient that you need more, then you know that you are not receiving enough. And if it goes 20% higher, that means it may be bad for you. Like sodium 20%, So the 5-20 rule, you look at your nutrition facts. 20% and above means it's high, and if it's a bad ingredient, then you're getting the bad part of the bargain. Then you have to get enough of these nutrients here. Vitamin A, C, D, so some of them are very low, no? And so be conscious of food labels. So unfortunately in our country, the driving force to buy things is cost. Diba? Asa to'y barato. Tanaw ni mo din ha, mga what's this ka na? Noodles, bahala na kakukin na baratuhan. You just have to be conscious of that. Now, common cancer-causing substances in food is one thing that we will go now into. Food additives. Also, the use of refined sugars. The common trend now is to use brown sugar. Even the Miss Universe is now brown or black ba na siya. Acrylamides. These are burnt carbohydrates. Omega-6 vegetable oils, sodium nitrite and nitrates, and hydrogenated oils or trans fats. But there are certain other causes of food, no? Some of them are related to storage. Usually they are contaminants of food or water. Some bacteria and viruses like parasite can, bilharziosis can cause, when contaminating the water, can cause cancer of the bladder. Then Helicobacter pylori is an infection of the stomach. And every time you have an endoscopy, the doctor tests for Helicobacter pylori. And that has been related to the development of stomach cancer. And that can be controlled by antibiotics. Then you have Salmonella typhoid, which is associated with gallbladder cancer because the typhoid Salmonella typhi collects or has a favorite site, which is the gallbladder. Then Streptococcus bovis, this is an infection from cow's milk that's not properly treated or sterilized and associated with colon cancer. And Chlamydia pneumonia, an infection of the lung associated with lung cancer. And of course, aflatoxin, you all know about that. And it's associated with liver cancer. Aflatoxin is a substance from a fungus called Aspergillus flavus, which stays in peanuts. And it's very common for us to buy peanuts, kay barato man, kana bang homemade. And dili tan-awon pag-ayo, you might have soiled peanuts there. And the quality control of the preparation of the peanut butter can impact on aflatoxin. So what happens is that you should store nuts, which are a very good source of, a good protein source, should be stored in cool areas like the refrigerator. You don't put them just anywhere. We're a very warm country. And then they will grow aflatoxin. I don't know, there is a Davao, you eat, wala naman ang mukhaon, butikol, no? Butikol is a, in a improperly stored corn husk, corn on the cob. They burst, they become very soft, and they are very flavorful. And they are a particular source of Aspergillus flavus infection and aflatoxin. No. Cornic is actually pabuto na siya. I-prepare na siya. And that's a pinaputo sa Tagalog. Cornic, no, that's not. That's different. Yung bang, there is a, it's not common anymore. In Cebu, it used to, during the war, they used to eat that kasi the poor storage. And there's a particular flavor in that kind of rotten corn. It's rotten corn, not cornic. Cornic is a good corn. So, food additives. Food additives are used to prolong shelf life and preserve color and flavor. Now, imagine the big bakeries we have all over the country. To make it quality control, they prepare it in one batch. And of course, they have to prolong the shelf life. So they have to ship it to Cebu, ship it to Davao, and cook it somewhere else. So they, of course, use food additives. And imagine, it's only in the Philippines, but in the States, big bakeries have to do it and have to put food additives for improved shelf life.
And you know, it's hard to measure these long-term effects in years kasi it's not just these food additives that they are, but sometimes it's intermingled with other risk factors. So we have this what we call generally recognized as safe. And in 1958, the US Congress already had legislation to this, that they established a list of generally recognized as safe additives. And in 1960s, they amended this, called the Color Additive Amendment, and that they prohibited the use of additives shown to cause cancer either in humans or in animals to be added to our food. You know, artificial colors are proven to increase cancer risk. They also cause hyperactivity in children and can cause some allergies in them. But they are still found in our food. That's why when yellow is made more yellow and orange is made more orange because it's supposed to be cheese, be careful. Some additives are listed as natural flavorings or colorings, and they can be contained can contain over 40 chemical compounds to make it supposedly natural. Another misleading label.